It's like a river flowing in our soul. Amen. Signs of the times are all around us. The Lord is truly coming back. They seem to be searching for an answer of how to balance the debt and how to take care of the dilemma that the world seems to be in and seems to be in America. But we look and realize by the word of God that this just sets the stage for the end time. The Lord's coming to get his church. We need to be ready. Appreciate all the folks that listen to us from wherever you may be today, your homes, automobiles, World Wide Web, throughout the world, and on our local stations here. We appreciate you. Appreciate your response to our broadcast. The Bible says that the gospel will not return back void. And we know that by the authority of God's word, it's going to accomplish that and wherein God has sent it to do, and the purpose of it is going to be fulfilled. It's anointed by him to do the work. We only sow, we only water, but only God gives the increase. We can't save nobody. We don't have no power to save anybody. Only the word of God. Amen. Salvation is only given at the hand of the Lord, and there is redemption in none other but him. Those of you that have your Bibles, we're going to go to Isaiah and in the 64th chapter, but first let's pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the opportunity this day to come before you in thy mighty name. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to preach the gospel and to declare the word of God unto your people. God, we know your word is already foresaid, and God, we know that it'll accomplish therein wherein it is sent to do. And God, we're going to give you the praise as you anoint it today in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I've heard people say, if I hear another hellfire and brimstone condemnation service, I don't know what I'm going to do. Well, I'm not going to preach that today. Amen. I'm going to preach the other side of the coin. I believe that we preach a lot about hell, and hell is mentioned throughout the Word of God continuously. And I believe that there is a place to preach hell and to preach it hot. But also, I believe we need to preach about heaven. We need to preach the positive part of the gospel. And I like the group that sings a song. I can't think of their name right now. My wife might remember it on top of their head. But the song says, "Don't It Make You Want to Go?" Powerful gospel song. We play it heavy on the radio station. And it says, "Don't It Want to Make You Go?" In other words, hearing the gospel, the message of the truth, the love, the touch, the spirit, don't it make you want to go? Hearing about heaven, don't it make you want to go? Amen. And we're caught in a strait between heaven and earth. Amen. And be absent in bodies, be present with the Lord. Amen. To live is Christ, to die is gain. What is our life but a vapor that appeareth for a little while and then vanishes away? Life is like water spilt on the ground that never can be regathered again. So with all that understanding, we need to be prepared for that city. Amen. We need to make preparations for that city. The Bible says, talking about in Isaiah 64 verse 4, "For since the beginning of the world, men have heard, men have not heard nor perceived by the ear, neither has the eye seen, O God, besides thee, what he has prepared for him that waiteth for him." He's simply saying, Lord, only you, Lord, know. Only you have heard. Only you have seen. Only you can understand. "Thou meetest him that rejoiceth and worketh righteousness, those that remember thee in thy way. Behold, thou art wrought, for we have sinned in those it continues, and we shall be saved." Verse 6 says, "But we are as all as the unclean thing, and all our righteousness are is as filthy rags." Talking about our personal righteousness. "And we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. Thank God that we don't have to try to get to this city on our righteousness. We'd be in trouble. Amen. If our good merits and all that we've done and all that we've, whatever, it would fall short. For the Bible said only the blood, there is a perpetuation, a price paid for sin, and only the blood can pay that price. And I'm glad today that we can repent of our sins, and through repentance we can accept by believing in the heart and confessing in our mouth what the Lord has done for us. We're now saved. We're now redeemed. Those that have called upon the Lord, we don't have to bear and depend upon our righteousness, but now we have been clothed with a robe of pure white. Now we have took on the righteousness of the Lord, and now this journey we're walking, we're not walking it by the flesh, but by the Spirit. Amen? The old nature is gone, and I hear a lot of debate. I have some different friends this week. Several times this conversation come up. And the conversation was to the fact, you know, where do we stand with God once we are saved? Some say, well, you're exempt from anything. Do what you want to. You've already been saved. But I don't believe that by the word of God. I believe that we must come forth and show a life that is an example that a change has took place. Why did he say the old nature's gone? The old man is gone. Amen. Why did he say we was bought with a price? Amen. And we walk in the light of the gospel, and the gospel creates within us a desire to please God. Amen. And as we walk in his righteousness, and then we become to the world in the likeness of God, and we're all of God, some people's never going to see. Amen. They're literally not going to go in a church. They're not going to listen to a preacher. And your life, and you've heard the expressions, actions speak louder than words. And when it comes down to living a Christian life, you can testify. I know of one gentleman, as a matter of fact, he's a preacher. In almost every conversation, his name ever comes up, somebody says, yeah, that's a preacher that'll cuss you one breath and pray for you the next. Well, he's a laughing stock. Nobody has any confidence in him. Nobody has any respect for him. Why? Because his life and his nature has not changed. He's still in the same old nature he was. When Christ comes in, there becomes a change. Amen? Thank God we're not of this world. Amen? We've been born again by the Spirit of God. Amen? And we desire heavenly things. If we walk in the flesh, see, the flesh desires only worldly and earthly things. But when we begin to walk in the Spirit, the inner man cries out and craves spiritual things. Amen. I like Amazing Grace. I don't know about you. Amen. I got a sister that's real sick, and we're praying for her. And I was with her at the hospital, and a friend that we had known from 15 years ago, she was telling all the people how the power of God fell in our meetings. She said, listen, she said, there's a lot of phonies out there, but she said, I've been to the real thing. And she's talking about how the power of God was slaying people, and there's been heals and miracles. Well, see, I desire the spiritual things. I desire the anointing of God. I desire the Spirit of the Lord coming down and blessing my soul and touching me with the Spirit of God. That's how I have a hard time figuring out somebody that says, well, I don't believe in the Spirit, but they claim to be saved. The Bible said, amen, lest the Spirit of God draw us, it's impossible to be saved. Amen. The Spirit is what quickens us and makes us alive. We would have all fell back. We would have all been dead in our sins if God hadn't quickened us by His Spirit. Amen. That's what got us up this morning. That's what got us up the last time we got knocked down. Amen. Why? The outward man had perished, but the Bible said the inward man is renewed in strength day by day. Amen. I get a transfusion of Holy Ghost anointing in my soul, in my bosom, and I'm up and gone again. Amen. Hardest shot and hardest lick the devil ever throwed, I just turned around and said, let me get a fresh dose of the anointing. Amen. Because a fresh dose of the anointing will make the difference. You begin to think about that which eye has not seen, ear is not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man. We read from that over in Isaiah. Now if we go to Corinthians, in 1 Corinthians in the 2nd chapter, we find here in verse 8, it said, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they knew it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Verse 9, this is Paul's writing in the New Testament. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. Amen. But I like this part. Verse 10. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, the deep things. Yea, it says, the deep things of God. So we know that the Spirit of God is revealed to us. The Bible said we're lifted up to be set together, be made to set together in heavenly places. Amen. The Bible talked about the angels desiring to look in upon what we have. See, the Old Testament saints, the Spirit moved upon them. The New Testament saints, we have the privilege of the Spirit of God moving within us. Amen. And when we come to that place, amen, we're in the Spirit of God. God is giving us those kind of services because the angels was not given this. Amen. And they desire to look in upon it. They desire to look in upon the moving of the Spirit, the manifestation and the operations of the gifts, and they desire those things. Well, we that are saved by grace and born again with the Spirit of God, we desire the same things. Amen. I don't want no old humdrum service. I don't want no old dead ritual music, crying in the beer type music. Amen. We were somewhere the other week in the background music, and I told my wife, I said, man, ain't that pathetic? That old crying in the beer type music, you know, boo-hooing music. Amen. I'm going to tell you, sing me a happy song. Glory to God. This is the power of God. Amen. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. And in this joy, amen, we receive our strength. The power of God is being manifested within us by the moving of the Spirit. We will win this battle. We will overcome the devil. We will triumph victoriously over all the powers of hell. You got to know that, and not only know that, you got to tell yourself that. Amen. When you're at your lowest point, you got to say, the word said that greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. You've got to simply say, by the authority and power of God, I am an overcomer. I will not be defeated, but I will triumph and I will rise victoriously because the word said I could. Glory to God. The word said I could. Amen. Hallelujah. And there's no weapon that's, formed against me that's going to prosper. Amen. And there's no temptation taking me that which by the power of God I'm going to overcome it. Amen. I'm a winner. Amen. I was saying to Brother Jim's dad the other day, and he'd been in the hospital and was very sick. And, at his age, it's touch and go. And me and him was talking about that. He said, well, he said, the Lord must have had a reason to leave me here because he didn't take me. And we got to talking about the strait that we're in, twix and between, you know, and how the power of God is, it's a blessing to stay. It's a blessing when he calls for us. Amen. And we see the hand and the power of God move in lives. And he sung a song, Brother Jim, he sung that song, He touched me, yeah, and it sung every word of it, amen, and remembered every word of it. Powerful song. And the song simply said, even now he made me whole. When God's Spirit and his anointing touches us, and he's going to stain us, amen, for he's able to keep that which we've committed unto him against that day, amen. He's going to keep it. And we can know that we can stand, amen, whatever we have to go through, whatever is thrown against us, whatever comes against us, we know that we can stand. Amen. And I've always, you know, when I took some of the hardest blows I ever took, I talked to the Lord and I said, Lord, is this my time? And if I didn't feel a quickening of the spirit that it was my time, I jumped on the devil with both feet. Amen. Glory to God. Now, Revelations 21, right after it tells in verse and chapter 20, we cover the verses where blessed he that, you know, has part in the first resurrection, for the second death has no part. Right in the close of that 20th chapter, and death and hell were cast into a lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Then John, then the word of God, amen. We see here, we see these words said, and he said, and I saw a new heaven. Amen. We're going to get to see that new heaven. Not going to be many days hence. We're going to get to see it coming down. Amen. Glory to God. And as here is described, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there were no more sea. Verse 2 said, and I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of the heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God, listen to this verse here in the middle of verse 3. And God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. This is powerful, isn't it? Amen. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto thee that is athirst of the fountain of the waters of life freely. And he, listen to verse 7. This is the key point. And he that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. We don't have to go far, just into verse 8, and God gives us the other side to see. Then the next verses there, the next 8 or 10 verses, describe what that city is like. Goes on to say how the streets are of pure gold. In verse 21, the streets of the city were pure gold, as it were transparent glass. And then I've always liked the next few verses. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need for the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of the earth, which are saved, shall walk in the light of it. And the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor to it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory of and honor of the nations into it. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever maketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. Don't it make you want to go? When you hear about that city, when you hear about all the things that God has got in store for you, don't it make you want to go? Amen. Don't it get you excited, amen, to the place that you just want to go to that city and you want to be a part of that city. Amen. The righteousness of God, the blessings of God, and God has set forth before us the things that he has prepared for us. And I want to cover another little section of scripture that just comes to my spirit in the, what is it, 14th chapter of the Gospel of St. John. This is a chapter of comfort to the church. Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whether I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. It's powerful for us to know, amen, that we have access to that city. We have a promise, amen, that we're going to live in that city with him. The earth as we know it today is going to be burned up, the Bible said, with a fervent heat. It's going to be destroyed, the elements thereof. And God will restore it back to the original garden that it was. And as it was in the Garden of Eden, there will be a perfect paradise in that city. Now, the new city of New Jerusalem will come down out of the heavens and the earth at the end of that golden stairway to those streets of transparent gold. The earth will be adjacent. The Bible said in the early nights in that city, no more darkness. It'll be all day. The Lamb of God will light the city. And where he's at, there is light, and there will never be no darkness. A saint of God that goes to heaven will never know nor see darkness again. What a day, what a time that's going to be. Amen. And in that perfect state of that new Jerusalem, then the earth, as it's renovated, will be parked there as that garden. We'll go in and out forevermore in that fair city. What a plan, God. And God was faithful. Listen, God was faithful in the creation of all things. He was faithful in the redemption of all things. And now the restitution and the restorance of all things. God will be faithful in that. And you and I will get to see what God has said and what God has prepared. And God will fulfill everything that's in his word. Satan wants to rob us. He's a thief. See, Satan can't ever go to that city. He can't ever be a part of the blessings of that city. He can't feel the Holy Ghost that you and I feel. He can't imagine and dream of being in heaven with God, because he's been forevermore cut off. And what Satan is trying to do is to make war against the Lamb of God and to destroy the saints of the Most High. The Bible said he is trying to wear out the saints of the Most High God. He's trying to beat us down. He's trying to beat you down. He's trying to tell us there's no hope. There's no way we can endure. But I've got enough scripture here today that scotches the understanding that God has made a way. God has prepared a way. Death can't separate us. Hell can't separate us. Things come, things present, whatever, things to come. Nothing can separate us from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus. And God has prepared a place for us. And that place is called heaven. And don't it want to make you want to go? The songwriter penned so beautiful words when he said, don't it make you want to go? Amen. What was it, little Johnny, when the preacher said, how many want to go to heaven? Little Johnny didn't raise his hand. Everybody else raised their hand. Little Johnny just sat there, and the preacher said, little Johnny, what's wrong? Don't you want to go to heaven? And he said, preacher, you've convinced me in this message today that you're getting a load up to go right now. We need to be, amen, in that point when we preach the word. We need to preach it with so much power, much authority. We need to preach it with so much love and so much glamour and so much charisma that everybody, amen, feels they're up on the edge of their seat and they just want to stand up and step over into glory. Amen. What a time, what a time, what a time that's going to be. Amen. Glory to God. The crowd that don't know about heaven, church, they don't know. Amen. The crowd that runs around and says, well, I don't know where I'm saved or not, they'll never know. But I'm glad to know today that I'm saved by grace. My name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. My sins have been covered by the blood, thrown in the sea. And the Bible said nevermore to be remembered against me. Amen. And I have a mediator. I have an advocate. I have one that I can go to. He said, little children, I wish you sin not. But if you do, you have an advocate with the Father. Amen. We have one we can go to. And we can say, Lord, cleanse it, wash it by the blood. Help me, direct me, guide me, and help me to overcome the pitfalls of this life. Help me be ready when that trumpet sounds so loud. It's going to wake the dead to be ready to go. Amen. Lord, in Jesus' name, we thank you for the word. We thank you for the power and the anointing of the word. We thank you, Lord, that we can overcome the powers of darkness and we can overcome the powers of hell. We thank you, God, that we can reach out to you and we can call upon your name, and that, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, we can be an overcomer. Amen. We thank you, Lord, that our feet are going to get to walk on those streets of gold. We thank you, Lord, God, for that sweet anointing, God, that you've placed in our hearts and our souls. We thank you, God, that we can, Lord, we can just bask in the sunlight of your love. And God, we thank you, Lord, that as we walk in the sweet, sweet spirit, that God, that you've given to us, that God, we are overcomers. Thank you, Lord, for healing those, Lord, that need healing. Thank you, Lord, for those, Lord, that need financial miracles. And Lord, there's so many in this hour that they, Lord, they just need a touch from you. So many without jobs and every situation and every problem. God, we know, Lord, that you have the answer to. And God, as they call upon you this hour, God, that you will work in their behalf. Grant it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Till we come to you again, Lord, bless you is our prayer.